Hi everyone. Before we start, I wanted to quickly mention that we have a new special podcast episode by the Kyiv Independent. Our readers sent in some pressing questions about the threat of Russian invasion for our defense reporter to answer directly. You can find the episode Questions About Russia's War Against Ukraine with defense journalist Ilya Ponomarenko on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and SoundCloud under the Kyiv Independent Podcasts. So check it out. Journalists and trustworthy media are vital contributors to democratic societies. Journalism can help shape public opinion and hold people in power accountable. But without financial support, media organizations can cease to exist, no matter how important their stories are. So it's vital that our fresh media startup, the Kyiv Independent, can bring in more funding and support as it grows.
Money don't just come because you are cool or you've done a good story. It's not that. Behind every contract, there is a lot of work. Sometimes we don't even, you know, it's even hard to grasp how much work is behind one contract.
That was Darina Shevchenko, the Kyiv Independent CEO. Building a commercial department is one of her priorities at the moment.
Building a commercial team is a challenge, big challenge for many reasons. First of all, I don't have the people. So I basically have to talk to people who didn't do anything connected to commercial and convince them to go with me, have them on trials, make this work seem very sexy to them, so I would have anyone.
Because so far it's the problem.
And we're set on building a strong commercial department soon because...
they will make sure that Kyiv Independent is actually independent. Independence comes with a price. And the price is you have to have a very strong business team.
One of the reasons why the Kyiv Independent was able to establish itself and grow so quickly is because of the teamwork and adaptability that our staff has. Just like our assistant photo editor turned commercial producer, Veronika.
Hi, my name is Veronika Stroshko and I'm a commercial producer at the Kyiv Independent.
This type of work isn't what Veronika was involved in at the Kyiv Post, previously working as our assistant photo editor.
I just then asked Darina if I can help with anything, and she said, oh, I want to create an event, let's do this. And I organized it in a week.
The event she created was a small in-person gathering the Kyiv Independent had with its early supporters back in December. We were able to share our story, network, and meet our supporters that were interested in funding us further. As a producer, Veronika is in charge of producing commercial projects and organizing shoots, interviews, videos, and even podcasts in the future. She will also be working closely with our sales manager. With our team still growing, we continue to build a customer base for our commercial projects.
Weirdly, journalists think that writing cool stories is enough to get money. Well, that's not how it works. So there should be people who understand how journalism works, but also how sales work, what products we're developing and selling, and people who would put in a lot of effort and time into reaching out to clients, building client relationships, getting them on board, making them recurring clients, and stuff like that. So it's a lot of work. But there is a bigger systematic problem in media, is that for many years, media companies didn't think that business teams are important. So there are no media sales professionals.
Luckily, Veronika isn't the only one to join our commercial department.
So my job in Kyiv Independent is to build a big ecosystem of different partners across Ukraine and world to make this media financially sustainable.
Meet Maria Lenova, the Kyiv Independent's first commercial director. She does understand both how journalism works and how sales work. Maria has been in the media industry for 6 years, first as a news editor for Hromadsky, before moving to lead their commercial side. Hromadsky is a well-respected Ukrainian media organization that is also not owned by a sole business owner. Instead, it's supported by donors.
So I started as a news editor, then I led the social media department, helped my organization to develop its brand recognition. And previous year, what I have done, I built a full commercial department and helped donor-supported media to start receive revenues, commercial revenues from advertising, production, and so on.
Maria believes in our story, which our CEO Darina thinks is essential to have for all of us to work well together.
You have to think through really hard who you are hiring into the team. Like, you have to be sure that the person you're hiring, no matter who that person gonna be, office manager, salesperson, commercial producer, they have to be on the same page regarding the values.
Many media organizations have moments of division and differences between the newsroom and the commercial team. It makes the already high-stress work environment even more difficult to navigate. Starting from scratch, we can make sure that the Kyiv Independent doesn't run into the same issues.
That's also very important to be like one team, because you have one common goal. Commercial department works to serve the editorial part, and the editorial team needs to understand that they need to support commercial also, because if commercial department won't be successful, editorial part won't receive salaries. That's just super clear. I'm really happy to be here. I'm joining to help these newly, like brand new media to start receive revenues from different partners, like from scratch. And I really believe in this media. It has a really strong history, despite the fact that it is really young. It's very powerful, and I really believe that many partners want to cooperate with us.
So how do we find partners to cooperate with a brand new media company? We'll find out after this break. Hey, hey, Elina Alem here with the Kyiv Independent CEO, Darina Shevchenko, here to announce that the Kyiv Independent is hiring. We're currently looking for a sales manager to join our commercial team.
We're looking for an ambitious and responsible person who will join our commercial department, communicate with partners, and help the Kyiv Independent make money.
If you have an understanding of the media market and journalism standards, the Kyiv Independent's values, excellent communication skills, and a strong command of English, then this could be the job for you. So Darina, what would the sales manager do at the Kyiv Independent?
Well, our sales manager would be in charge of developing new commercial products and improvement of existing ones, engaging new clients for commercial projects, communicating with clients during project implementation, expanding the company's customer base, and running a company CRM.
An experience in sales in the media or other industries and having your own contact database will also be an advantage. But don't worry, if you lack experience but really want to join our team to help us build a sustainable media company, we are ready to provide mentoring support.
You would join us in our downtown office in Kyiv. Remote work is also an option as we assess the recent COVID-19 waves. It's a 5-to-8-hour work schedule with competitive salary and sales commission.
If you or anyone you know is qualified and would be interested in joining our lovely team at the Kyiv Indie, send a cover letter and CV to darina.kyivindependent@gmail.com. One of the main priorities that the Kyiv Independent's commercial team has right now is the CRM, the customer relationship management.
Well, firstly, what we are doing now, like building CRM system with different leads. So we start to reaching out to different companies and start telling them our history, because it occurs that nobody knows what has happened. But this story is really, like, may I say that, sellable. I'm so sorry to say that. But it's powerful, and we should use that to get powerful partners.
And what the commercial team has already set up to work with potential partners is its media kit.
Media kit is basically a commercial presentation, a general commercial presentation describing the key commercial products we are offering to the clients, describing the advantages of working with us, advertising with us.
Advertising comes in all sorts of formats, including the ad spot you just heard during the break, or a call for commercial partnership and advertisers, such as this one.
As we recruit new teammates to lead our efforts on the commercial side, we also look for commercial partners who share our values and want to become part of our story.
We'll help your voice sound strong and reliable. Reach out to our CEO, Darina Shevchenko, if you want to explore our partnership. So if you are interested in becoming a commercial partner, sponsoring a podcast episode, or buying an ad spot to promote your business, you can. Our commercial team is looking forward to hearing from you. The team is busy reaching out to potential partners and is closing advertisement deals and has the future of the team in mind.
My plan, I think, is to have in a year a fully stable department with at least 30% of recurrent clients, of loyal clients, which will have, I can say, friendship with us. because it's not only about business, it's always about long-term relationship. It's very important, because in the future it will occur that your strong long-term relationship weighs much more than your revenue many years ago.
The goal for the Key of Independent is to break even in 2 to 3 years, so that by year 3, we're making enough money to fully sustain ourselves. And as we draw out those goals, the team is just getting started.
Hello, everyone. So this is our first regular Tuesday meeting about the collaboration between commercial department and editorial department.
Oh, did I mention that we have a new office? Our political editor, Alexey Sorokin, succeeded in his 2-month-long search for a place. We're now right in the heart of the downtown Podil area, where this commercial team meeting is taking place. It's an easy commute for our team, and it is in the center of a busy area with many cafes, stores, metro and tram stations, which you may hear in the background.
I hope we will meet each week and discuss everything, which will be related to our beautiful future advertising on our website. So the first point in our agenda, let us discuss maybe the namings, the sections on our website. We had a draft. Do we now let you introduce us?
We need to name the sections. They are all developed. We need to roll them out because we already have one ad ready to be published, but we don't have the name of the section.
Just a day after this meeting took place, the first two ads appeared in our brand new commercial section on the website. And with this enthusiastic team in charge, you best believe it's just the start. So again, it wouldn't be a podcast episode about our commercial work without another plug. If you and your business are interested in partnering with us, reach out. We will be glad to continue to grow alongside you and help tell your story.